Area municipalities, including Barrie, will get their share of $505 million in new transit funding to offset the impact of COVID-19, delivered through Phase 4 of the Federal-Provincial Safe Restart Agreement, it was announced Wednesday. Barrie is getting almost $1.1 million. Also receiving this funding is Orillia at $248,957, Collingwood at $81,853, Innisfil at $58,540, Penetanguishene at $32,630, Midland at $31,301, Wasaga Beach at $23,840, Simcoe County at $7,338, and both New Tecumseh and Bradford West Gwillimbury at $5,000. The funding will help municipal transit systems address costs related to the COVID-19 pandemic between February 1, 2022 and December 31, 2022. Municipalities will be able to use their funding allocations to cover revenue losses, operating expenses and provincial transit priority projects, including fare and service integration, and on-demand transit. The province says 107 municipalities across Ontario have been allocated funding through Phase 4 of the Safe Restart Agreement. This additional funding will help deliver safe and reliable public transit for local communities both now and into the future, said Premier Doug Ford. This funding, on top of what has already been provided, will help ensure reliable transportation options are available for everyone, whether you're going to work, school or the grocery store, said Transportation Minister Caroline Mulroney, who is also the MPP in York Simcoe. This funding builds on the more than $2 billion in dedicated funding for municipal transit systems that the Ontario government, in conjunction with the federal government, has provided since 2020 to help transit systems across the province respond to the impact of COVID-19. Throughout the pandemic, countless essential workers relied on public transit to get to work, and this funding will help ensure transit operators can continue to offer them and their communities a reliable service, said Jennifer O'Connell, Parliamentary Secretary to Dominic LeBlanc, Federal Minister of Intergovernmental Affairs, Infrastructure and Communities.